listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
Hi, this is AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
Let's start a riot!
You motherfuckers! Yeah. Get off your ass and start a riot!
Go to podriot.com!
Listening to Pod Riot may cause
oily or fatty bowel movements,
increased number of bowel movements,
urgent need and or inability to control bowel movement,
bowel movements that are orange or brown in color,
gas with discharge,
oily discharge,
stomach pain,
irregular menstrual periods.
If you suffer from any of these symptoms, please contact Professor Tom at KinkySexRadio.com.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And we're back here at episode 55,
part also known as the 666 episode, John.
Because that's when it's going to be there, right?
And 666 won't come around for another 100 years, is that correct?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
No doubt.
No doubt.
And we're all about fairy tales, John, so we're playing this up for all it's worth.
Don't touch his
Once again, we're rocking out with some Phalo right out of here, out of Illinois.
I wonder who Phalo was inspired by, John.
They're inspired by Morbid Angel, Obituary, Cannibal Corpse, Time Ghoul, Phantasmagorian Prong.
No doubt.
You can check them out on Podshow, music/podshow.com, and download these songs. This one's called Bloody Man. Listed under the genre death metal. Their bio is, from the great chasm of fear and loathing rises Phalo, a solution to the new metal monkeys and a death sentence to all of the posers who can wear the makeup but can't throw down.
Hey, speaking of posers, do you have the Spike and Rachel clip handy? And if so, I can do an intro to the Spike and Rachel clip. Now, before you play this Spike and Rachel clip, check out Spike and Rachel at SpikeandRachel.com.
Spike and Rachel.
They're one of the podcasts that we listen to, and this was episode 26.
Spike and Rachel.
You know, I was totally into this episode. Spike was talking about when it's okay for a man to hit another man in the fucking face. And I totally agreed with him. And because of Rachel, she had an experience at the
face.
What did she go to, John? She went to the gaming convention or something?
E2 or E3.
E3. And everywhere, along every step of the way here, I was right with Spike, my soul brother in podcasting. Yeah. Right with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every step of the way, I'm right with the Spike, man. No doubt. I'm talking to my computer. I'm saying, no doubt, Spike. No doubt.
I'm having something to eat.
And then I heard this on the Spike and Rachel show.
The rumor is, actually, I know for a fact, a friend of mine is he's a studio tech. He's going to be doing some of the Guns N' Roses shows in Europe this year.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, they announced that the Guns N' Roses album is going to come out this year, but they do that like every couple of years. I didn't realize until I heard on another podcast that officially there has been no Guns N' Roses album out in like 15 years.
Holy shit.
And I know a lot of people out there couldn't give a fuck about Guns N' Roses, but I remember like I hung out with some metal kids when I was younger. And I remember somebody putting a tape in the tape deck and saying, man, you got to check out this new band. And this was before it ever got big, and it was the first Guns N' Roses album. And back then, for like, you know, a rock/metal band, Guns N' Roses was pretty badass. That first album, I think, stands up. I don't give a fuck. Even if Axl is a little bitch prima donna.
Now, I might get punched in the face for saying this, John, but I don't agree with Spike there. I couldn't disagree more with Spike. I'm the Guns N' Roses. I've been thinking about it. Well, maybe it's you and me, John, that have the problem. Maybe it's us that have this mutation that doesn't allow us to observe, hear, respond to, and like Guns N' Roses that everybody else does. Maybe it's us. We're the mutants, John. Could it be?
No.
Maybe it's us. We're the only ones that doesn't see the genius in the
maybe,
W.
Maybe.
maybe it's us that we have a problem. Maybe this fairy tale of God and Jesus and Armageddon and Noah, maybe it's all true. And we just can't figure it out.
Oh, no, I can't stand Guns N' Roses at all.
At all. Me neither, John. Makes my skin crawl to hear that MF-er sing.
I know.
And the other thing that...
Listen, I think the problem you're having is with Axl Rose, not with the band.
Well, no, it is a little bit with the band.
No, come on. Slash is a good guitar player.
Fine, he's a good guitar player, but take off the stupid top hat already. I mean, that goes for 20 years.
Oh, listen to you, you fucking
listen to me.
Wig-wearing
That's right.
Fag.
Wig-wearing fag. Do I still wear it? No.
No. But I used to wear it at bars to pick up chicks. I think you talked about that in the first podcast.
Yeah, because the chicks wouldn't even look at me.
With your freaky bald
I showed
head.
Up with my wig, and I was like, oh, who's this guy? I got to fuck this guy.
Did you wear the bicycle chain with the lock?
Yes. I did wear that in tribute to Sid Vicious. Now, here's the thing about Slash. Slash has got the top hat with that mop in front of his face because, whatever reason, he's not confident.
Well, he's ugly as sin. That's why.
That's fine. But with the top hat and the whole thing, it's, you know, Kiss became a joke because they wouldn't take the makeup off. They finally took the makeup off, and now they got the makeup back on again. But they're
makeup,
like
makeup,
a big
makeup,
joke.
Makeup back on again.
And Slash, take the stupid hat off. Get a different hat.
Hey,
get
Kiss is not a big joke, man.
Get like a SS officer's hat or something.
I love Kiss.
And as far as Axl Rose goes, the one thing that really is like sticking a shiv up my kidney.
Up your sphincter?
My sphincter is when Spike says they were badass. No fucking way were they badass. Because the first video that I ever saw, they were like glam rockers with their, like Axl Rose with that greasy hair. Somebody actually washed it.
Yeah.
And blew dry it. It was all
right,
all over the place.
It was teased.
With the headband and the socks like in Flashdance, and they were jumping around like a bunch of faggots. But that's just my opinion. So, I will try to be more Guns N' Roses...
Friendly.
So that I can continue my non-existent relationship that I have with Spike.
You're a Guns N' Roses anti-Semite.
I am.
I don't do that. What's that shit you do off the bottle? You can't just pour it in your mouth without going... Like you're sucking the hole? Are you sucking the hole of the bottle?
I'm not sucking the hole. I keep my lips around, and then when the air, like I suck the beer, and then the air.
Why do you suck the beer?
And then when
I take, it pours out.
No, I don't have to suck it. It falls into my mouth, you see, but then the beer left over causes air pressure, and then when I take my lips off the bottle, then the air pressure pulls my lips away, and it goes.
It doesn't do that with me.
You must drink it differently than me.
Apparently. So what's the deal, man? What do you got?
Oh, what do you got? Oh, I was thinking I'll talk to you about it off air. It's about Spike and Rachel.
Oh, you had all this shit to talk about, and now nothing.
I'll talk to you about Spike and Rachel off air. It's something I want to do for Spike and Rachel. From John
and
Scott at TTN, Total Talk Nonsense.
We were at practice, and you were supposed to talk about all this stuff. Oh, that's for the podcast.
What stuff?
I don't know. All kind of shit going on.
Oh, yeah,
with
we
you,
shit
man.
With the wife. You know, I ran over it in my head, you know? Like what I would say?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think I'd get approval from the wife to discuss it. But let me just say this, John, that the living with the in-laws has reached a tipping point.
No, we've been having wagers on that, man.
So it looks like not this week, but next week we'll be full time in Skokie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you,
it's,
you guys lasted longer than I thought.
No, but really, we if they do listen, which they probably would have turned it off by now. But if they do, I just, they really made us feel welcome. We appreciate the support. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could still feel that way and still at the same time say, hey, it's none of your damn business. I appreciate everything you're trying to do. I understand you're, this is the way you live your life. I totally get it, but that's not the way we do it.
Right.
So thank you, but no thanks.
Well, they have a, like the dad does all the fatherly things, like the money. He handles the money, the budget, the checkbook, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she does all the household things. But with Marge and I, we have a different set of chores, so to speak.
Yeah.
Marge handles all the money. All the checkbook stuff, all the balancing,
yeah,
all that crap.
That's the way it happens in our house, because so my wife can hide all the money she spends. That's the way it works.
Probably the same motivation on my end there, John.
And then, and she does a lot of the driving, too.
Mm.
When we go to Arizona, my wife does all the driving.
I do all the driving.
One reason, I don't know where the fuck I'm going. The second one, because everything looks the same to me, so if I don't have a GPS system in the car, I'm fucked up. Two, because I'm tired of, you know, moving the seat back or getting into it and having the steering wheel chop my fucking thigh off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just say, fuck it. She can drive. And when we drive our own cars, there's no, I don't like driving her car at all. At all. The kids are in there, they're messy, there's shit everywhere. My car, I like to seat the same way all the time, you know, I don't like to fuck with the mirrors, so we do not switch cars. She'll take mine from time to time, and if I get in and I notice, because she likes to leave the sunroof open, then it rains, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit don't happen.
Yeah.
That shit don't fly, man.
Don't fly. It don't fly.
Yeah.
Well, let's stop bringing everybody down.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were going to tell me, like, yeah, this is going to be the show, man. Wait till I tell you this story.
It was a great story, but I forgot about it. And then I got to make it up as I go along.
Yeah.
So it's not good anymore. Oh, but I do have to tell you about a dream I had. Yeah. It's the first dream I ever had about a listener, John.
Oh.
Hold on. Let me get the door first.
All right.
It's about Lori. Let me get the door.
What do you think that is? Is Phil here?
I don't know.
All right. Hold on.
Check it out.
Hey, man. What's happening?
Is it him?
Yeah, it is Phil.
All right.
I don't know why he's here so early.
Hold on. I don't know.
Let's sit back down. That's hot.
Give him some headphones, man.
Oh, he's got, all right. Yeah, he's all set up.
Is he just going to sit there?
I don't know. Hey, Phil, man. Y'all, you ready? What's going on? Why are you here so early?
Hello, gentlemen.
What's the deal? You all right?
I
you ready
know
to go?
What the fuck is he doing?
Well, I just wanted to come in a little early because last week I didn't make it at all. I want to apologize to both of you and to all the fans of TTN that expect me to be giving the news in part three. But
it's a fun fall out.
Oh, but
it's good.
I couldn't make it. But I did want to come early also because I have an email. I received an email. It's my first email here.
You sound a little stuffed up.
Working from TTN, I got my first... Well, I do have a little cold. Thank you for noticing, John. but I got my first email, and I wanted to read it here, but I can't seem to find it among my notes. Oh, here it is.
You're starting
I have
to sound like Cookie the Clown, man.
Oh.
All right, Phil, before you get to that, your email. I had a dream about a listener. The first dream I've had about a TTN listener was about Lori.
Really?
Get this, John.
Really?
Here's my dream. Do you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs? Do you remember when they sent Sterling to go interview the family that lost the daughter? And she shows up at the house and she's asking questions and they let her, you know, go around the house and look at her room and stuff.
Yeah. Clarice.
Yes, so
Clarice.
In my dream, I'm Jodie Foster, right?
finally it comes out. You're embracing your true nature.
But instead of going to the woman in the movies, it was the same farmhouse, the same scene, but it was Lori's house.
Wow.
Lori's house, and Lori wasn't there. So
Jesus Christ!
Because I was Jodie Foster, the first 20 minutes of my dream, I was just fondling my breasts.
And your veg.
After I got over that, I went and knocked on the door, and Lori's mom and dad, who were the same mom and dad in the movie. Actually, no, I met the dad out on the field. He was plowing stuff. And I introduced myself. I'm Agent Sterling. I'm Agent Sterling! So he let me into the house. I go into the house. I go up to Lori's room. And I start looking around as Jodie Foster. Now, I don't know if she's missing. I don't know if she's just not home.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm there. But I'm there. Probably because I saw Silence of the Lambs. And on the nightstand, I see a notebook, and it says, Lori Hart Scott. And I see some other thing, Lori plus Scott with a heart around it. And I'm like, she has a thing for that Scott guy on AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Jesus Christ.
But there's Clarice. But then I went to the closet, and I opened the closet, and it was a shrine to John of TTN. So my conclusions is FBI agent Clarice. What was her last name?
You fucking bitch! Sterling.
Clarice Sterling was that. She was faking her affection for Scott of TTN. And she really had a thing for John of TTN.
No.
Because her entire closet...
The shrine was...
It had your avatars on it.
Right.
And it had photos, and it had all this love notes and all these correspondence between you and Lori. Everything was hidden in the closet. And as you opened it up, it lit up. It was a shrine to John of AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
So?
That's it.
How did you know?
It was just my dream.
How did you know?
That's all. But what I really think is I think that Lori has something for Phil because...
oh, yeah, no doubt.
I think we both hugged Lori, but when Phil hugged Lori, I mean, it went on forever. We had to separate them with a crowbar.
She said in the forum that she came up to her... her face came right up. Even with his dot, dot, dot.
Well, thank you for having me out to the gig. I can't remember if I've talked about being at the gig. It was quite a fun time seeing you two gentlemen perform and your band, because you are a band. But thank you for that. Now, if I could read my email, get to some important topic.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here it is. Are you ready, John and Scott?
Yeah.
Subject, I love you. Dear Phil, I love you. I want to have your babies. P.S. Tell John and Scott they really need to up their game. They are completely outclassed by you. Love you from Grant. Well, thank you, Grant. That is my first email. Write to me, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
At TotalTalkNonsense.com.
Of course, at TotalTalkNonsense.com. All right, Phil, we'll just hang tight. We'll get to your news.
Did Satan just enter you right there, Phil? Enter you from behind? Are you okay?
Well, I don't believe in the fairy tale, though, to Satan. John, I do believe in Jesus Christ, though, and I do not like some of the things you say on your podcast. I think they're blasphemous.
The beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short.
Sex, sex, The number of the beast, baby, 666.
All right, John, you ready to get into celebrity news and our tribute to Paul Gleason?
All right.
Let me just go ahead and say that Paul Gleason, I'm sad to say, dies.
He does.
American actor Paul Gleason has died of lung cancer. He was 67. The actor who played Principal Richard Vernon in The Breakfast Club in 1985 passed away in the Burbank, California hospital on Saturday of mesothelioma.
And I'm going to kick the living shit out of you, man. I'm going to knock your dick in the dirt.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Anything else? With our fine tribute?
Hold on, I'm hungry.
Get some meat here. Paul Gleason is survived by his wife, Susan Gleason. And he was also in Trading Places, where he basically played the same character, but much cooler. But he didn't have as many lines as he had with Breakfast Club.
Right.
Yeah, but just a great, great character actor. And what are you going to do, John? What are you going to do? Now, you think he got that from secondhand smoke?
I don't know. Could be.
In other celebrity news, Britney and Federline split?
That's the last time, Bender.
New reports, Britney Spears, his split from husband Kevin Federline have not been denied by the singer's publicist. British newspaper and Daily Mirror claims the couple's relationship has grown so strained. Spears has banished Federline to live in the basement of their California mansion.
Wow.
Well, that's what usually happens after 5 years of marriage. It happens naturally.
Right.
She reportedly returned to New York this week to find the aspiring rapper drinking and smoking cannabis in the house, John. Sources tell the newspaper Spears had hoped to save the marriage for the sake of their son, Cletus Lee, and their new unborn second child due in October. But she has lost patience.
Wow. Well, I got some here on Britney Spears.
What do you got?
Looks like Britney Spears' woes are taking their toll on her popularity. The Oops, I Did It Again singer was displaced by porn star Jenna Jameson. Jameson. In a poll as the most searched celeb on the internet. After 3 years at number one, Britney Spears is no longer the most popular peach on the internet, according to Zoo, a UK men's mag. So let's all rise for the new leader, porn legend Jenna Jameson.
Well, even...
How about that?
But what the statistics don't say, John, is that when you're looking for Jenna Jameson, you're looking for one thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're looking for Britney Spears, you could be looking for to make fun of her. I would say that 50% of the hits for Britney Spears are looking to make fun of her. Well, you're not getting that with
right,
Jenna Jameson.
Right.
So if he did a poll, like the W has the polls all the time, where his approval rating is sinking, you'd get the same with the Britney Spears. I bet you they're correlated. I bet you the W and Britney Spears numbers are the same, dropping as rapidly.
Yeah, right. You know, Madonna continues to berate audiences who don't respond appropriately to her Confessions tour. When a Las Vegas crowd was somewhat subdued, she hollered, "You guys are supposed to be the liveliest people on the planet."
Why is that?
And when they didn't repeat a lyric to her liking, she chided, "You guys bleep.
Fuck.
Suck.
I don't know. Oh, Madonna, come on. You're over."
And you remember
Stop
James
performing.
Fry?
James Fry.
Yeah, he's back again.
Oh, the author,
yeah.
Right?
Discredited memoirist James Fry says he's busy writing another book. "It's been a while. Needed some time away. Back now," the Million Little Pieces author wrote on his website, writing a film about the Hell's Angels for director Tony Scott. Recently started a new book. Film should be finished sometime this summer. Book about a year from now, he says.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't care about the first one. What makes me want to read about this one?
And Lohan's, she's got a hypnotist to cure her
shopping. She denies that.
It just says, did she visit a hypnotist to cure her shopping addiction? The Mean Girls Star dropped more than a million on clothes and accessories last year, according to Life and Style Weekly, and has turned to the help of a hypnotist to help her and her penchant to spend money.
John, if I may interrupt, this is Phil. You know, you are reading celebrity news, and it does fall under the news spectrum, but I'd just like to say that that is a blatant spin, a blatant lie in the news, because I talked to Lindsay Lohan myself yesterday.
Yeah, right.
She calls me on the phone, and we talked about this very subject, and she says it's all a lie.
You didn't talk to shit,
and I spend
freak.
A lot of time with Lindsay Lohan when I'm out on the West Coast, and I just can't believe it. I don't believe it at all. She's one of the most kind, generous, warm, attractive, loving people that you'll ever meet, and she is not a shopaholic.
Well, that's what her rep says.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The rep said that is just a bunch of crap.
That is a bunch of crap. She I should be a rep, because I'd say the same thing, John.
There's no hypnotist, and Lindsay loves clothes, but the idea that she spent that much last year is completely stupid. She reportedly has been known to spend $100,000 a day, Phil.
Well, obviously, you don't know how Hollywood works, John, and I'm going to fill you in right now.
Holly weird.
Phil is going to fill you in. Here's how it works. When you're a star caliber, as of Lindsay Lohan, when you have that kind of star calibration, not only...
Calibration? Is that a word?
Yes. Not only do you get my personal cell phone number to discuss things with me at your whim, at your whimsical, at your desire, but... People who make clothes give them to you for free. You do not have to spend another dollar on a piece of clothing, because people dump free clothes on you just in the hopes that you'll be out and the paparazzi will shoot you in their clothes. Enough said.
Wait a minute. That's a bullshit bunch of crap. The only time they wear clothes like that is when they go to a show where they're walking down the red carpet and they can say, oh... And get an interview by E.T. and say, oh, I love your dress. Oh, it's Versace.
Obviously, you're out of your element here. I've lived on the West Coast for 2 years.
Fuck you, giant ape. You don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you? I was offered a job as a...
A blow job. That's totally different.
As a... what do they call those reporters who just report gossip?
Homo?
A gossip columnist?
Homo reporter?
Yes, I was offered one of those positions, and I turned it down to work for you, John and Scott of TD and Total Talk Nonsense.
It's funny because you don't make a dime.
I don't make a dime. That's true.
Yeah, well, okay. You fucked yourself.
All right. Well, I have a couple more celebrity news. How we do it on time?
We got about 5-6 minutes.
All right. Michael Jackson back in the news, John. He visits Tokyo. Do you know why he was there?
Why is that?
He was visiting an orphanage.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
On Sunday, as part of his first public appearance since being acquitted of child molestation charges last year, Jackson had jetted to Japan to collect MTV's Japan's Legend Award on Saturday and was keen to make the most of his time in the capital. The bad hitmaker was thrilled to meet more than 160
thriller
orphan kids between the ages of 3 and 16.
Wow.
The 47-year-old singer was greeted by crowds of cheering fans outside the orphanage, and he shouted, "I love you," in both English and Japanese. With the help of his translator,
so
before going
in Japanese
to meet the kids.
I love you.
I love you. Jackson has been living a reclusive life in Middle Eastern country Bahrain with his family since his trial ended last year. In related news, John, Elizabeth Taylor has come out and said that I should give this news story to you.
Yeah.
You do a much better read than I would. Let me get a whirl.
No, I do a terrible read.
If you did it like Julia Childs. I shared Michael Jackson's bed. Screen legend Dame Elizabeth Taylor once shared a bed with Michael Jackson and his nephews, but there was nothing odd about it. The Cleopatra star watched Walt Disney cartoons with bad star Jackson and his young relatives while they were lying in bed. But Taylor, 74, insists the singer's love of kids is completely innocent. She says, "I've been there with his young nephews, and they were all in the bed
watching television. There was nothing abnormal about it. There was no touchy-feely going on. We laughed like children, and we watched a lot of Walt Disney. There was nothing odd about it.
All right, John, let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you have nieces and nephews?
Yeah.
Have you ever watched TV in your bed with your nieces and nephews?
No.
Is that because there would be something odd about it?
No.
Let me ask you this.
I just never did it.
Have you ever watched TV?
I mean, not like under the covers.
With Michael Jackson and your nieces and nephews in your bed?
No, I would never let him do that. With my nieces and nephews?
Right.
No.
Anybody's?
No.
Having anybody, even Elizabeth Taylor, let's say there's no kids involved.
Yeah.
It's Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Jackson in his bed watching Disney cartoons. It's weird. That's weird.
Yes, it's weird.
And a little bit fishy.
It's a little weird.
Yes. Woo. We got some time for some science news.
We got 2 minutes.
Planetary scientists have found evidence of a meteor impact much larger and earlier than the one that killed the dinosaurs, an impact they believe caused the biggest max extinction in Earth's history. Yes, it's the max. It's the extinction to the max, John. The 300-mile-wide crater lies hidden more than a mile beneath the East Antarctic ice sheet, and the gravity measurements that reveal its existence suggest that it could date back about 250 million years, the time of the Permian-Triassic extinction, when almost all animal life on Earth died out. 300-mile-wide crater, John.
Wow.
We got walloped 250 walloped. Million years ago. Walloped.
Wow.
In other science news, old people are getting sexually transmitted disease at an age-restricted retirement community in Florida. One doctor there says she's treating more herpes and human papillomavirus than she treated in Miami. A local TV station claims it's national trend. Explanations. One, Viagra. Two, your husband dies and suddenly you're back in the singles market after all these decades. Three, old folks don't think about protection because they can't get pregnant. Four, old folks come from a generation that got no sex education as kids.
No sex education.
That got no.
Got no.
Doctor's conclusion, it's time to start teaching old folks about safe sex, saying no, and how to talk to each other about this stuff.
Show it up your ass.
And there you have it for science news, John.
That's out of sight.
One last story before we go to part three of episode 55, our 666 special, John. Pedophiles to launch political party. Dutch pedophiles are launching a political party to push for a cut in the legal age for sexual relations from 16, from the current 16 to 12 years old. And legalize child pornography and sex with animals, sparking a widespread the charity Freedom and Diversity Party said on its website it would officially be registering on Wednesday, proclaiming, "Mrs. Huygens, we are going to shake the wag awake." The party said it wanted to cut the legal age for sexual relations to 12 and eventually scrap the limit altogether. "Mrs. Huygens, a ban just makes the children curious," Ed Vandenberg, one of the party's founders, told the Algemeen Dagblad newspaper. "We want to make a pedophile the subject of a discussion," he said, adding the subject had been taboo since 1996. "We want to get into parliament, so we have a choice, Mrs. Huygens."
Mrs. Huygens.
"Other politicians only talk about us in a negative sense, as we are criminals," Vandenberg told Reuters.
Is she Italian?
I think so.
Mrs. Huygens.
Mrs. Huygens.
Maybe she's
the
Lawrence
Netherlands,
Welk.
Which already has liberal policies on soft drugs, prostitution, and gay marriage, was shocked by the plan. And I'm shocked by the plan, too. Here's what I say, John. Here's what I say they do. They let them put their political party together. They get the W over there with the NSA. And everybody who joins the party, they let them party. They let them do whatever they want. And then they round them all up and they arrest all of them. That's what I say, John.
That's what I say. Over by there.
Over by there.
Hey, I forgot to play the Way of the Bob Mom.
Way of the Bob Mom.
WOTB's mom.
Did she call in again? Yeah. The Way of the Bob Mom?
She left another message.
Nice. Of course.
All right, and then we got to cut out. Okay? We'll come back with part three.
No doubt.
So we'll kick it off with Way of the Bob, Way of the Bob's Mom. All right?
Here
we
go.
All right.
Hello, you two. This is Way of the Bob's Mom again. I was just going to ask you, when you was using the Kleenex, was it to wipe your eyes for crying, or was you having a wank?
I need to take a shower, John.
She's cool, man, ain't she?
I feel verbally molested. Who mentioned using a Kleenex?
All right, we'll be right back.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.